You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Timer with the radio news about radio waves. The digital age and the do-it-yourself movement often conflict, as hacking electronics are sometimes banned or made difficult. The ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, is asking the FCC to clear up if amateur radio licensees may modify non-amateur equipment for use on amateur radio frequencies. In March 2014, the FCC updated requirements for UN2 devices using 5 GHz bandwidth that include many Wi-Fi devices and routers with regulatory language that might not allow altering the devices. In an October 8th comment on a notice of proposed rulemaking in ET docket number 15170 and RM11673, the ARRL wrote, quote, "The commission should clarify that the ability of licensed radio amateurs to modify and adapt non-amateur equipment for use in the amateur service is beneficial, is permitted, and is not restricted by any rule or general applicability adopted in this proceeding," unquote. The ARRL also asked the FCC not to apply any limitations proposed for software-defined radios and address the problem of marijuana grow lights and AM and amateur radio interference. The FCC is overhauling the process where any device that might emit radio waves has to be approved to get that little FCC sticker. Electronic ballast using 1,000-watt high-pressure sodium or metal halide lamps have interfered with certain radio signals, with a few police officers using AM radios in their vehicle radios to locate illegal indoor marijuana growing operations by listening for interference. The ARRL said, quote, "The only opportunity to preclude widespread sale and deployment of non-compliant RF devices, including unintentional emitters, is via the equipment authorization process." This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.